The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back. Lord knows they'll try to silence our voices. They'll pretend to be patriots, fighting for fairness for all. But they're not even fit to hold office. What they believe doesn't fit with freedom at all. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, and ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. Liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back. Fight for freedom.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stadtmiller, with you live on this Thursday, 23 of June, 2011. Well, the reason I'm laughing, politics, politics, politics. How stupid does Barack Obama and his speechwriters think America has become? Now, we're not talking about the aimless or the culturally deficient that were dumb enough to fall for his empty campaign promises. Hope and change and... Well, after 8 years of George Bush, I probably could have sold you a gold-plated full-size replica of Titanic. And I probably would have had a lot of orders. But troop drawdown in Afghanistan? Sounds good. But we're going to be there until 2014. And we're going to withdraw these troops, you know, this year, next year. Well, what he's talking about, the troop drawdowns, and we'll give you more on the story. But he's just talking about bringing back the people he surged in. What was that, back in 09? Yeah, 30,000 additional troops. Do you know how many provinces there are in Afghanistan? 200 and I think 50 or 60 of them. Do you know how many that are secured after being in Afghanistan for what, 10 years now? 28. But Obama says, you know, we're going to withdraw the troops and we're going to be there in support. We're not going to have combat troops. We're just going to be there for support. But we'll be out of there by 2014. I'll probably be dead by 2014 from holding my breath, hoping this character does something that he should be doing. But like I said, try holding your breath during this three-minute commercial, and if you're still alive, when we get back, we'll talk.
Life with Extendovite.
When I had a heart attack at 42,
I was not sure what the future held. But a year later, the doctors could find nothing wrong with me and took me off all my medication. What did I do? I took a herbal mixture of garlic, cayenne, and a few other herbs mixed in liquid form. I now call this Extendovite. I would have never believed that a few simple herbs could actually change my life like they did. Now it's your turn to see what the powers of garlic and cayenne can do for you. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasermedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
What really gets in the way of your goals and dreams? Time? Money? Education? Well, if it's all of the above, Ashworth College is for you. Ashworth can help you achieve your goals by letting you study at your own pace, online, anywhere, anytime. Your computer is your classroom. With programs as low as $39 a month, Ashworth College is one of the most affordable online schools out there. Just $39 a month. Plus, Ashworth offers over 100 nationally accredited college programs, such as criminal justice, healthcare, technology, and business. You could earn as much as $300,000 more than those without an associate's degree. No high school diploma? Well, Ashworth even offers high school completion programs. So call an Ashworth Career Advisor right now, toll free at 1-866-504-8173. That's 1-866-504-8173. Or go to ashworthtraining.com.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
We'll get into the Rick Perry issue as well. Not a whole lot was talked about. Why does this sound so weird? Well, you probably have another microphone in here open. No. Test, 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 test. Hello, hello, hello. Seems to be right. Am I still echoey? Well, you guys figure out what the heck's going on. That's your job in there. It doesn't sound right to me, I can tell you that much. Well, get somebody in there to fix it. Get her done. The War Powers Act and how these people that are in the Oval Office, they use executive orders. Yeah, that might help a little bit and brighten it. I don't think it's hot enough, to tell you the truth. But at any rate, keep fixing that. There we go. D. Right. At first, it appeared that the White House was simply going to thumb their nose at the War Powers Act, limiting Obama's unilateral military action in Libya to a statutory 60 days. Now, the issue became more serious when Congressman Dennis Kucinich and several others filed suit in federal court to enforce compliance. 10 House members led by Representatives Kucinich, Walters, Walter Jones, North Carolina, Republican, Howard Cobble, Republican, North Carolina, John Duncan, Republican, Tennessee, Roscoe Bartlett, Dan Burton, a bunch of other people. The House members argue that the Obama administration overstepped its constitutional authority by authorizing the use of U.S. military force abroad without first receiving approval from Congress. U.S. forces have been involved in a campaign against Libyan leader Muammar Gaddafi for 88 days now, and this was done 5 days ago. So it's been over 90 days. Now, nobody said it better than Congressman Ron Paul, which, as a side note, I heard today on mainstream media, Ron Paul, he's probably the guy, but he ain't going to get it. Talking about he should be the president of the United States, but he ain't going to get it. Well, how do you know? You know, I mean, what is it? I mean, do we even need voting machines anymore? And we know what that's all about. That's when the political fix and the arm twisting and the blackmailing and threats of pulling money and everything else fails. Well, we just fix it right at the vote counting machines. Really? Well, nobody said it better than Ron Paul. He says, I've joined several other members of Congress in a lawsuit against Obama for engaging in military action in Libya without seeking the approval of Congress. Of course, in 07, the then-Senator Obama spoke passionately about the need to go after the Bush administration for violating the War Powers Act, the very same thing he's doing now. In fact, while speaking at DePaul University in October of 07, then-Senator Barack Hussein Obama said the following. After Vietnam, Congress swore it would never again be duped into war and even wrote a new law, the War Powers Act, to ensure it would not repeat its mistakes. Well, we're now taking Barack Obama's past advice and standing up to the executive branch. Felicia Samez says that the view coming out of the White House is that the War Powers Act does not apply to them, and here's the rationale, because the events are limited and don't rise to the level of hostility mentioned in the War Powers Act. Now, the government also falsely claims that there are no troops on the ground, but The Guardian in the UK has photographic evidence of U.S. and NATO troops directing Libyan opposition forces on the ground. The U.S. also has troop ships offshore with the 2nd Marine Division awaiting the orders to begin a ground assault. Obama spokesmen claim they're out of range of shore weapons, so they don't count. Okay. Move it a few feet, and you're now in range. Special forces units based at Fort Hood, Texas, have been told to prepare for deployment to Libya no later than July, according to a U.S. military source. The special forces will then be followed in September or October by heavily armored units of the 1st Cavalry Division, currently located in Iraq and Afghanistan, along with other components of the United States Third Corps. Even as the Obama administration prepares to launch a full ground war in Libya while expanding its drone attacks inside Yemen and Pakistan, U.S. warships are being moved towards the Mediterranean coast of Syria precisely in line with a forecast that the Bilderberg Group intended to launch a massive new war in the Middle East, with Syria being its prime target. Senator Rand Paul complained about the huge level of U.S. involvement and the cost, even as NATO claims to be running the show. Thus far, the United States has provided 93% of the cruise missiles, 66% of the personnel, 50% of the ships, 50% of the planes in the Libyan mission. The resources provided are estimated to cost roughly $700 million. I do not see any logic behind such expenditures. And here is a footnote. He doesn't understand the globalist motives for continually pushing us into war. Why is America, in a time of economic emergency, spending $700 million to support a war effort that is of not any interest to our nation's well-being? Well, folks, let me me stop here to remind people, need I remind people, that the reason why we went after Saddam Hussein is it was the Muslim threat, and they actually used Al-Qaeda, and we know that Saddam's position on Al-Qaeda, he didn't like him. Didn't have any use for him. Sunnis didn't like him. Saddam Hussein did not like him. But we were told Iran poses a threat to world peace, just as Afghanistan did. Seriously? How did Afghanistan exactly pose a threat to the world? It posed a threat before the Taliban took over. Those are the people we supported to make war against Russia. Once the Ruskies were gone out of Afghanistan, and that was their Vietnam, remember? Well, then the Taliban weren't the favored people anymore. Those people are garbage. We need to replace those people. The only thing that Afghanistan has produced that's been a threat to the world is their massive poppy fields and the drugs and the black ops that they fund. But we don't talk about that. And, of course, Ahmadinejad in Iran, Syria, they're all just a threat to world peace. How? We haven't stuck enough toothpicks in their eyes yet for them to really mount any credible terrorist threat to anybody else. Now imagine, folks, after your country's been smashed, your infrastructure stolen and bulldozed, being under sanctions, killing any business ties you had outside of your own country. In other words, just complete, total destruction, economically and geographically and physically, of your bricks and mortars, along with your country's wealth as well. Sanctions hasn't slowed Iran down that much because that's what they expected. You see, if we can't kill them in commerce, economically, acting as pirates, coming off the sea onto the land, well, then we'll just come up with an excuse to build them up and paint them as being some horrendous dictators that are posing threat to world peace. How? And the only way, as I started to say here, the only way that they really would pose a threat to world peace, and after we killed, what, 1.5 million Iraqis? How many people have we killed in Afghanistan? How many people have we killed in Pakistan? How many people have we killed in Libya? How many? How many have we helped by proxy, by way of Israel, to kill off Palestinians? And yet most of these terror threats we see inside the United States are, guess what? Government ops to try to tell everybody, see, this is why we got to keep taking away your constitutional rights. This is why we need TSA groping you in not only the airports now, before you get on the airplane, at train stations before you get on trains, at bus stations before you board the bus, before you go in to see a sporting event, if you're standing out on a street corner someplace, it doesn't matter. You are a threat. And you have to be properly vetted, because we'll see these Al-Qaeda and their sure determination to kill us because we're so free. And they hate us because of our freedom. No, they might really hate us because we killed 1.5 million of people in Iraq for no damn good reason at all. How many did we kill in Afghanistan? How many by the secret covert operations have we killed in Iran? The death toll isn't in yet from Libya, because they're starting to gear that sucker up. How many? And how many more must die before we do have a credible threat? Not these government-sanctioned false flag terrorist threats to keep their boogeyman. We all got to be afraid of the boogeyman here in America. We've got to unite against an enemy. And one of the things I'm seeing here, Leon Panetta, he was the head of the CIA. He's now going to be head of the military? What? Based on one experience. He was a lawyer for Bill Clinton, for God's sakes. So this is going to turn into political actions, got nothing to do with wars or real wartime credible threats.
Proactive is better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway.
Do you have troubled skin, acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactive, your acne can heal, and you can prevent new breakouts from happening. Be one of the first to try it by giving us a call at 1-800-489-0192. Because we're going to let a million people try Proactive risk-free and also receive our legendary refining mask and green tea moisturizer free if you call right now. You heard it. Be one of the first to try Better Than Ever Proactive Solution. You'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial, plus a free refining mask and green tea moisturizer. Call 1-800-489-0192. This is our best radio offer. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactive, plus two free extras. Go to GetProactive.com or call 1-800-489-0192. That's 1-800-489-0192.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
Wasn't that the idea when we started out in school? That's what they said the Constitution was about. Wasn't that the idea when we started out?
So with all this stuff that we're supplying, that's why a couple of weeks ago you saw the hand-picked front dummies for the Pentagon's interest in the war-making machine in this country, along with the bankers, of course. Oh, my goodness. We need some more help here with our NATO partners. That's because we're footing the bill. Everybody else is broke, and they don't see the logic in backing this stuff. And speaking of logic, Rand Paul says, I don't see any logic behind such expenditures. Why is America, at a time of economic emergency, spending $700 million to support a war effort that's not of any interest to our nation's well-being? Congress should not stand by indolently while a war of choice is being waged on our dime. America can't financially or emotionally afford another war. Congress must put an end to it, and it is our responsibility to defend the Constitution and the American people. Thus, I urge my colleagues to remember their loyalties and to take this administration off its unnecessary war path. Sadly, too many in Congress are under the thumb of the powers that be to fight against it. They're too compromised. To make a legal case that U.S. can go in and bomb a country and then direct others to carry on under our direct supervision and not have that count as hostile action toward another nation, requiring congressional consent is stretching all credulity and openly defying the intent of the law. Here is the specific language. It sounds strangely like a continuation of Bill Clinton's haggling over what is, or what it means, or the Bush lawyers redefining torture as enhanced interrogation. The president is of the view that the current U.S. military operations in Libya are consistent with the War Powers Resolution and do not, under that law, require further congressional authorization because the U.S. military operations are distinct from the kind of hostilities contemplated by the resolution's 60-day termination provision. Incredible. This is how the Constitution is eroded. A provision becomes inconvenient, and the Congress passes an accommodating way of making it easier. The War Powers Act itself was a means to avoid the constitutional provision requiring that no military action be taken without a declaration of war by Congress. Now, even the softer War Powers Act is too restrictive for our globalist leaders. Sadly, all this shows that powerful forces aren't about to let a GD piece of paper, quoting George W. Bush, get in the way of what they want. That's why they're putting up the political hack, Leon Panetta from the CIA, to take Robert Gates's job. What the hell does this guy know about war? What does he know about anything? But he knows the agenda, and they have him in place. And you know what the Senate did? They voted him in, and the vote was 100-0. 100-0. It almost sounds like a Tampa Bay Buccaneers score when they first came into the league. And that's how much of a joke it is. Leon, seriously, Leon Panetta, Secretary of Defense, I'd much rather have Donald Rumsfeld with a half a dozen martinis in him telling us and weaving one of his marvelous little cocktail stories that, in analysis, never made a damn bit of sense. At least give me the illusion. They're not even putting up the pretense anymore. I'm no fan of House Speaker John Bonner, but he was at least on the right side of the recent of this when he recently said on this past Thursday that the White House argument that the United States was not in the middle of hostilities in Libya did not pass the straight face test. Neither do you, Mr. Bonner, but he informed U.S. lawmakers that they still had options for dealing with the Libyan conflict, including the power of the purse. Yeah. That is, cutting off funding for the war. In the end, the House did vote to defund the war in Libya, but that's hard to enforce since the Pentagon can draw from any number of slush funds in order to continue. Besides, the more liberal Senate will hardly go along. This is an issue where it's easy for a false conservative to make points, even though he knows it won't actually stop a war. Now, despite being on the receiving end of so much political and governmental insider information in the past, the journalist who revealed the Pentagon Papers has now been completely blacklisted as he tells of an enforced silence in the ranks of the media on the issue of government foreknowledge of the events of 9/11. Washington's blog.com reports that he isn't the only one making this connection. Fire Dog Lake's Jeff Kay writes, "The entire 9/11 field of inquiry has been vilified, poisoned over the years by ridicule, sometimes fantastic conspiracy mongering, and fearfulness by journalists of approaching the material, lest they be branded as irresponsible or some kind of conspiracy freak. As a result, little work has been done to investigate, except by a small group of people, some of whom have raised some real questions." Similarly, Air Force Colonel and key Pentagon official Karen Kwiatkowski, that used to be on this network, blew the whistle on the Bush administration's effort to concoct false intelligence about Iraqi weapons of mass destruction. I'll tell you what she wrote when we get back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
estrogen dominance, a brand new 20th century disease, a phrase coined by Dr. John R. Lee 35 years ago. Dr. Lee proved that all the estrogen that is coming from food and water is having a devastating effect on our health. The rapid rise in breast cancer, uterine cancer, prostate cancer, weight gain, osteoporosis, feminizing of our boys and early puberty of our girls, and also the destruction of natural killer cell function. Natural killer cells are our only protection from cancer and viral infection. Dr. Lee found that using natural progesterone, about 20 milligrams per day, would not only reverse osteoporosis, but would greatly reduce the cancer issues, as well as dozens of other health challenges we face today. Visit our website, healthlinkamerica.com, to order the DVD on hormone imbalance. Learn how hormone imbalance destroys the immune system and get started on natural progesterone and Cyto-S. It will not only change your life, it may in fact save your life. Once again, that website is healthlinkamerica.com.
This is an important message from hempusa.org. For our listeners who are advancing in age, baby boomers, and to all who want to be healthy, we urge you to try our microplant powder and see the difference it makes in your life. Please visit hempusa.org and read about microplant powder. It's easy to take, one heaping tablespoon in any liquid three times a day. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org. Please inform your family, friends, and relatives about this incredible product. It can change your life if you give it a chance. So try microplant powder today. Call 908-691-2608. In this toxic world, microplant powder can help now in cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, viruses, fungus, and bacteria. Please download our catalog at hempusa.org today.
The Grainmaker Grain Mill. Handmade goodness since 1999. Handcrafted stainless steel and high-quality alloys. There has not been a finer grain mill made right here in the great state of Montana. Hand-operated, the grain mill does it all. Wheat, corn, peanut butter, rye, rice, coffee, beans, flaxseed, all grain types. Make your own gluten-free flour. Experience the satisfaction of providing wholesome, nutritious foods for your family without additives or preservatives. Each mill is handcrafted with manufacturer's lifetime warranty. To order your grain mill, call us at 1-800-724-2719 or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Take a look at why this grain mill will be passed down through generation.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the Real Talk Radio Show.
This is what Karen Kwiatkowski recently said. She says, I've been told by reporters that they will not report their own insights or contrary evaluations of the official 9/11 story because to question the government's story about 9/11 is to question the very foundations of our entire modern belief system regarding our government, our country, and our way of life. To be charged with questioning these foundations is far more serious than being labeled a disgruntled conspiracy nut or anti-government traitor, or even being sidelined or marginalized with the academic, government services, or literary career. To question the official 9/11 story is simple and fundamentally revolutionary. In this way, of course, questioning the official story is also simply the fundamentally being American. Several months after the 9/11, famed news anchor Dan Rather told the British Broadcasting System that American reporters were practicing a form of self-censorship. There was a time in South Africa that people would put flaming tires around people's necks if they dissented. And in some ways, the fear is that you will be necklaced here. You will have a flaming tire of lack of patriotism put around your neck. Now, it's that fear that keeps journalists from asking the toughest of tough questions. And again, I am humbled to say I do not accept myself from this criticism. What we're talking about here, whether one wants to recognize it or not, or call it by its proper name or not, is a form of self-censorship. out of fear. Pulitzer Prize-winning reporter who uncovered the Iraq prison torture scandal and the My Lai massacre in Vietnam, Seymour Hersh, recently said, all of the institutions we thought would protect us, particularly the press, but also the military, the bureaucracy, the Congress, they have failed. The courts, the juries, not yet in on the courts. Yes, it is. They're also co-opted. So all the things we expect would normally carry us through didn't. The biggest failure, I would argue, is the press, because that's the most glaring. Now, here's a good question for you. What can be done to fix the media situation? Well, you'd have to fire or execute 90% of the editors and the executives. You'd actually have to start promoting people from the newsroom to be editors who you didn't think you could control. And guess what? They're not going to do that. Veteran reporters Bill Moyers criticized the corporate media for parroting the obviously false link between 9/11 and Iraq, the false claims that Iraq possessed weapons of mass destruction. And of course, veteran reporter Bill Moyer did that only after it was safe, because many other people had come before him and said the same thing. You know, he's still into doing Democracy Now with, and calling this country a democracy with a straight face, mind you. Well, which the administration goes on to say, made up in the run up to the Iraq war and concluded that the false information was not challenged because the mainstream media had been cheerleaders for the White House from the beginning and were simply continuing to rally the public behind the president. No questions asked. I guess that wouldn't have anything to do with George Bush repeatedly saying that you're either with us or you're against us. Either you're for my insane crap or you're unpatriotic. And when you have statements coming out of the president's office like this, what do you think the medias are going to do? They're not going to be called on when they have their little press conferences. They're going to sit there quietly raising their hand and never be called on, because you've become what? You've become an enemy to America, to patriotism, or at least their view of it. And don't challenge this, because that's un-American. Either you're with us or you're against us. I've always said the media is not technically leftist or even liberal. It's a shill for the government. But what does Ellsberg say? Ellsberg says the government has ordered the media not to cover 9/11. He says that the case of a certain 9/11 whistleblower, Sybil Edmonds, is far more explosive than the Pentagon Papers. He also said that the government has ordered... Now, this is a guy, Daniel Ellsberg, that blew the lid off with the Pentagon Papers, and they were just all puckered up over that for years. Well, he said, this is bigger than my Pentagon Papers. He also said that the government is ordering the media to cover up her allegations about 9/11. And he says that some of the claims concerning government involvement in 9/11 are credible, that very serious questions have been raised about what the U.S. government officials knew beforehand and how much involvement there might have been, that engineering 9/11 would be humanly or psychologically beyond the scope of those in office, would not be humanely or psychologically beyond the scope of those in office. Ellsberg pointed to the New York Times, who sat on the NSA spying story for over a year, when they could have put it out before the 2004 election, which might have changed the outcome. There will be phone calls going out to the media saying, don't even think of touching it. You will be prosecuted for violating national security, he told us. And the alternative media is not unscathed in this either. Alternative media is not much better. I've had the owners of highly regarded alternative media companies confide in me privately that they don't believe the government's version of 9/11, but they're scared of discussing it publicly because they don't want to be tarred and feathered for discussing conspiracy theories. Even writers like Glenn Greenwald, who are as good on so many issues, won't touch it. I don't know what he's talking about there. I stopped talking about 9/11 because it became a big distraction. I saw what the internationalists were doing along with their buds and pals, the 12 Guidos inside this country, the Federal Reserve banks and their chairmen, and their part that they were going to play in the takedown of this country. That's when I stopped talking about 9/11, but I never shied away from the issue. Ever. The Ellsberg, debunks one of the most common false claims against the possibility of widespread conspiracy, that the secret of control would leak out. Of course, as Ellsberg points out, secrets can be kept reliably for decades, even though they are known to thousands of insiders. Indeed, the whole label conspiracy theory is just an attempt to diffuse criticism of the powerful. And it's worked because the mainstream media has touted that, ridiculed, made fun of. Any credible questions that have ever been posed, they've reiterated that so many different times that to the mainstream deadhead out there, all they have to do is hear, oh, another conspiracy theory. And you know what you don't do if you're a mainstream meadow muffin, that you don't have a mind of your own in which to think? You immediately shut off anything that comes after that. So even if there is mention of the theory, well, it's just, these are conspiracy theorists. They're just nutbags, aren't they? They're just crazy, aren't they? They have no credibility. And we, the lying, controlled, paid-off media, we're credible. All I have to say to that is incredible. Mark in Georgia. Hello, Mark.
Nah, God bless you, sir. Can you hear me okay?
I can hear you fine.
Ah, thank you. I'm sorry I was a bit late in reading that, what do you call that act of, like the Buddhist monks in Vietnam that burned themselves down. I readily acknowledge his concern was legitimate. His reactionary error is a legitimate concern taken to an illegitimate extreme. And I think that what would best define what he did, like the guy who crashed his plane into the IRS building, people said, yeah, I understand why he did it. I'm not agreeing with what he did.
Yeah.
And that's, you know, what you're saying about conspiracy theory, there was a man named Dr. Paul Martin, a presentation at a cult awareness conference back in the 90s.
Hey, Mark, wherever you're at and whatever background noise is being generated is drowning out your voice.
That was a car that was driving by, and it's better now. Basically, he was in his presentation, he explained that there's a thing called a loaded term. A term that has a strong emotional charge. Behind that term, like with the Atlanta Church of Christ, they would say, if you're divisive, meaning there's something wrong with you for questioning God's movement. And in this case, the term conspiracy theory is a loaded term to cause people to stop and stop questioning. Do we people have a legitimate point, or is it what they're trying to avoid is, I have my conspiracy theory, you have yours. Let's compare notes. Let's see what substance yours has.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where they have a bit of a problem, because I delivered a document to Bill Gingrich's office basically saying, where is the proof that we were promised that Bin Laden was responsible for 9/11? By the way, if you don't produce that body of evidence, or, you know, in the conversation I had with his aide a couple days after it was delivered, that, look, if it's an issue of expertise or security, you disclose to me what body, what kind of expertise or what kind of security clearance is needed to handle the evidence, and I'll deal with it from there. They never got back with me. They never produced any kind of evidence at all, and I need to do a follow-up letter and say, look, why don't you give me the same body of evidence you gave the Taliban, and I'll see about getting a language together.
Yeah.
Because you claim that the Taliban is our supposed enemy. You know, the Taliban simply said, you show us proof that he did it, we'll hand him over. And this government claims that we handed you the evidence and said, no, this doesn't measure up.
Oh, yeah, but you see, you know, Obama, or I'm sorry, Obama. Obama. That was a nice Freudian slip.
It's a common slip. Yeah.
But at any rate, our Osama bin Laden friend, he was out of the reach of the Afghanis because the government made the statement that, well, we think he's in Pakistan or he's hiding on the Afghan-Paki border, so, you know,
right.
we just don't know.
Yeah.
So, well, but here's the problem with this whole thing. They're not going to take seriously or answer any questions, at least on the periphery of this, because once you have a little bit, you're going to want more. And and this is their front story that they put out there. They're not backing down. They're going to stick by their lie, but they're not going to entertain any questions that might indicate that this just might have been a fabrication. We won't even call it a lie. Maybe just some politically expedient wording and wordsmithing.
Right. Well, there's what I hear, and what I've heard from our little park in the powder keg, you know, who I'm talking about, you spoke a while back. Anyway, what I'm hearing is that there is some FEMA ham radio traffic along the lines of, you ready to, not put down an insurrection, but when the people get upset, when they're highly exalted by the deluded figures are being arrested, report I've heard is that essentially we have till the nation, the political body, has till the 28th to do what they need to do, or else the world court is going to bring in Interpol to enforce by arresting these criminal elements. And we'll see how it pans out. I'm not, there's what I hear on one side, there's what I believe, and what I believe is that Christ said, by their fruit you shall know them.
Right.
So I try to reserve judgment on all things and say, well, let's see if what you're saying adds up. And, maybe I mentioned before that those that exalt the truth shall ultimately be exalted by the truth, because history ultimately vindicates those who oppose the dark powers that obstruct the open and honest flow of ideas and facts.
Yeah, but on the other side of that two-edged sword is those that win are the ones that control the information and rewrite the history books.
And that's fundamentally the problem. But, Galileo, gosh darn it, he was right. Even though the papacy said, how dare you say that the sun does not go around the earth like we all know that it does. And, so the thing is, when you're up against the consensus based on the thing, it really takes moral courage to challenge it. And, I want to be fair to these Congress criminals. Because, look what they did to Jim Traficus for daring to tell people the truth.
Absolutely.
Look what they did to various other people that, you dare to tell the truth. We don't have a problem murdering people. We may have a problem buttoning things up in terms of making it look like an accident, or make it look like, so that basically when people start asking embarrassing questions, like I say, they decide who gets prosecuted. They decide what cases get conveniently ignored. And what I've heard is that the sheriff is the highest constitutional authority, and I'm like, well, actually, that kind of authority can never be left in the hands of a single person.
Right.
The grand jury is the final authority, and if the grand jury says, sheriff, you're violating your oath of office, you need to straighten up, the grand jury has the power to straighten out things that a single man like a sheriff, that's where I beg to differ with the people who say that the sheriff is the highest constitutional authority. The grand jury the highest authority, and they have the authority to set the sheriff straight if he gets off the straight and narrow.
Yeah, Mark, I've heard that argument before, but when we're talking about the ultimate check and balance against the only constitutionally elected peace officer, if we can use that term.
Yeah, I wouldn't use it, but I recognize that there are sheriffs that are in power because people believe the political rhetoric, and they don't bother to check out the substance. And I've heard reports about a certain sheriff. I'm not going to go into anything because, I don't want to get into a urination conflagration over something that I haven't been able to verify myself. But there are sheriffs who profit from the so-called drug war, and they profit from people being in jail that really don't belong there. And they can profit from people not being in jail that do belong there.
You're not talking about Sheriff Joe Pio, are you?
I don't know of him. I know of this. I've heard reports about this guy, Arpario, in Arizona. I've heard reports that there's some highly unethical things that he's done. You wouldn't know him, and quite frankly, it's kind of a local thing here in Georgia, but I don't know the other side of the issue.
Right.
And honestly, I'm reluctant to even ask, because if I do, I could hit my hand and wind up being on the wrong side of somebody who might just be in a position to really cause me a lot of problems. I mean, I have enough problems with the local GOP. They how dare you? You have an agenda. And it's like when I was speaking with him, it's like, well, I'm open and honest about my agenda. The problem is not that I have an agenda. The problem is apparently that my agenda of calling for people to be open and honest is in conflict with your agenda of basically let's sweep things under the rug and maintain the illusion that things are okay and Republicans good, Democrats bad. And I'm like,
yeah,
you fool, went out of your way to give the nomination to a man who is so sick and twisted. He violated, McCain violated campaign finance, all that bore his name. And when I try to explain, it's like, don't pin it all on Obama. Don't pin it on the Democrats like you were. Anyway, I guess I've got it, or you want to hold over?
No, Mark. I'd keep you on, but your phone, you're wearing me out with that phone.
Sorry.
Hey, thanks for your call. We'll be right back.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, the government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper. Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Do you need help getting your child to behave? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'm willing to give away thousands of my best-selling total transformation programs for free. All you do is tell us how the program works for you and your family. Did it turn around your child's behavior? Did the screaming and arguing stop in your home? Is he doing better in school? The total transformation has helped hundreds of thousands of families. I want to see what it can do for you, and I'm willing to let you have it for free. Just order my program. Use it with your child, then send me your feedback. I'll refund the purchase price of the program. You keep the Total Transformation Program forever, for free. You don't have to struggle with your child's bad behavior one more day, because now you can try my Total Transformation, and the program will be free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
The Berkeleyite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
You know, I was mentioning, and I was hastening my decision here to read this, but a gentleman had sent this, and thank you, Mike M., you know who you are, on the Institute of Pacific Relations and their report, the Committee on the Judiciary, about how Communist China was flipped. And this is real history, folks. And in this document, that is part of the public record, and this was part of the record of the hearings held from July 5, 1951 to June 20th of 1952 by the Internal Security Subcommittee. In this report is the seeds of Communist China right after World War II. Remember, the Chinese were right along and good buds and pals with us fighting the Japanese? Well, you would think staunch friends and allies such as the Chinese would have stayed on board because they saw Communist Russia. They knew they didn't like that. They liked Hitler less and Japan even less than that because of Japan's close proximity. But in this, and I'm, you know, the hell with it. I'm going to read this, and I'll do it into the next hour. Because in this, they talk about sovereign countries and influences. But the important point is how China went communist. And then after all of these years, we're right back in bed with a communist. It's still a communist country. Do most people in China think of themselves as being hardline red Chinese? And they're a little marshaled off to their little schools of thought and graded on how much that they love the communist government? Not so much anymore. And a lot of people in China don't regard themselves as being anything but Chinese. The 200 people that control that country politically call themselves Communist China and Communist Chinese. But you see, a few years ago, we gave them most favored nation status, start trading with them, start emptying out our bank accounts in this country, our manufacturing ability, because all the companies wanted to run over to China because they got so many people and so much cheap labor. Mexico's too expensive. So I'll get into this document next hour. And guess where all this stuff came from? You got it. Our own State Department. An agency of the federal government. Now, weren't we told in the 60s Cuban Missile Crisis, well, the Russians are installing nuclear missiles in Cuba. Kennedy almost pushed the button on him. Vietnam, we were there fighting the communists. Korea, we were there fighting the communists. Now the politicians are nestled so close to them that you couldn't define one communist from the other communist. Gary, I'll take your call right after the top of the hour break. Thank you for holding. More news and information coming your way, and I haven't even started to launch into the Obama abyss. I didn't sit and watch his entire speech last night, but man, is this guy a greaseball. In some regards, worse than George Bush. And who the hell thought that'd be possible?
The next round of the worst financial crisis.